Hey, hey, closet dwellers, closet busters, and bold move makers. It is Friday. It's time for a rant and riff on life uncloseted. I'm that guy, Rick Clemens, the guy that's a bold move expert or one of many out in the world that does this stuff. But hey, I'm so excited to have everybody here today, and I'm super excited because one of our listeners sent me an email, as I've been encouraging people to do, to talk about their bold moves. And Mosh, thank you for sharing. Thank you for being you. Thank you for opening up and giving me something that I could talk about today. And I love your email. So Mosh says that she is moving into being more patient this year. And I love this this whole concept of how do we become more patient? How do we do the things we wanted to do? And as Mosh shared, a couple of things came up. So one of the things that she brought up was, I really want to be more patient. And so as you're working towards being more patient, all of us, as we work towards being more patient, what I'd encourage you to do is look behind what is behind the impatience. Why are we impatient? Why do we want to get things done? Why do we think everything has to be a rush, rush, get it done now? And take some time and really dissect that. Break it apart. Kick the shit out of it. And understand why you're being impatient. Now, there's usually some pretty damn good reasons for it, right? We want to make more money. We want to be in a better relationship. We want to get things done. We want to get things off our plate. But let's get really to the bottom line of it. It's always about what we want to feel. It's always about what we want to experience. So question number one is, get behind what the impatience is all about. Dig in. Get those shovels out. Kick the shit out of the way and figure it out. So the second thing that she brought up was, she's got like this anxious urgency, and that can actually be good and it can actually be a little bit detrimental depending on how you use it. So what I would encourage when you're in this anxious space is, how can you turn that anxious urgency or that anxious energy into something much more productive? Because energy's got to go somewhere. Yes, it does. Even as I'm standing here, like putting all the energy into this podcast, as soon as I'm done with this, my energy's going to go into something else. So think about, what is the anxious energy or the worry energy or the I'm not good enough energy? Where can that be better used? And then another thing that Mosh brought up in her great email was, I really want to make a list of what I want to accomplish. Don't we all? And I think over when I've sat down, I mean, I'm doing a lot of what do I want to accomplish this year myself, because I'm doing some new stuff in my business. But it's not just about what we want to accomplish. It's what we want, but also why we want it. Why do I want to expand my speaking career? Why do I want to continue to see this podcast grow? Why? Yes, you've heard me talk about it before. I'm going down the Simon Sinek path. Start with why and get that book. If you haven't got it, get it. It's a great way to uncover these things. And finally, one of the things that Mosh brought up, which we all get stuck in, and it's one of my favorite little shitholes for me to get myself stuck in, is gotta do it now. Must do it now. But why do we have to do it now? There's very few things in life that have to be done immediately now. And if you learn to really look at those things and go, does it have to be done now, or am I pushing it? In fact, I was on a call with some of my speaking buddies in our mastermind yesterday, and one of the guys said, you know, I've got to get it done. I got to get this brand up. I got to get a page up because I'm speaking. And I'm like, do you really want to rush your brand? Do you really want to rush so quickly when you're still trying to figure it out? Most things in life don't have to be done right now. Unless you have to go to the bathroom, which may be something you got to do right now. But what I'd encourage you to do is think about what truly really needs to be done right now. So that's it. My rant and riff is all about turning patience into something that you can really use, getting behind it, taking the anxious energy and flipping it into energy that gets put to better uses and practices to move your life forward, and looking at why you want to accomplish stuff instead of what. There's nothing wrong with the what. That's part of it, but also make sure you include the why. And finally, breaking down, is it really a must do now, or is it something that giving a little time and space will truly help you achieve what you really want to do and experience what you really want to do. So Mosh, thank you. Wishing you all the best. And I'm going to share what Mosh put on the end of her email. Remember to be bold. B stands for be authentic. O is for open up. L is for listen to people you trust. And D is to dream big. And with that, Mosh, I think you've hit the nail on the head about making bold moves, living your life to its fullest, and living uncloseted. Have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll be back next week with a cool interview I can't wait to share with you once again. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.